the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. The Alpha and the Omega, we thank you. The beginning and the ending, we thank you. We thank you, the world that is alive and is alive forevermore. We give you all the glory for your word that is yea and amen. We thank you for your word that is so faithful, that what he has started, he will surely perfect it.
Amen.
Father, to you alone be glory in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that the word that we hear today, Father, Lord God Almighty, where Father, the grace to act and to live it, God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, the Most High God. And in Jesus' name, I pray and thank God. First of all, I say, Daddy, thank you for giving me the opportunity to say the word of God. I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you will never run dry in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I titled the topic of today's sermon, Prepared to Learn, to Do, and to Teach the Word. Prepare to learn, to do, and to teach others the Word of God. And my Bible passage is taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, from verse 1 to 22. Book of Esther, chapter 7, from verse 1 to 22. All my sermons is on it. I'll be reading it and I'll be saying what I want to say. And God will bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm reading English Standard Version. At Jerusalem. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merahoth, the son of Zeriah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. Why all these stories of son, of son, of son? What we learn is that Ezra is a priest. And for him to be a priest, these are the priest genealogy. These are the priests before him. We can see Zadok. We see Abiathar. Abiathar was in the time, has been since the time of Solomon. You know, he served his father David, and after David, he served Solomon. So Abiathar was a priest. Now it's going on and on and on and on. And now this is his own time. He's a chief priest. Now we can see in the generations of the Israelite, after God told them about the king that will reign, they still said, yes, all we want is king. God gave them king, and king was reigning after kings. Kings were coming, kings were going, and all their hearts and their deeds, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel? Who did it well? It's written down. Who did it wrong? It's written down. I pray in the name of Jesus, all our evil hearts or bad acts will be wiped away by the blood of Jesus. And the good acts will be written down in the name of Jesus. But these people, you know, the king was reigning. And this is how they were reigning, and everything was going on and going on and not going on. So with all this evil, Some did it so bad. And God has to let the enemy come in. God allowed the enemy to come in. And that is why it's so dangerous. If you don't know God, it's good. But for we know God, and we are still doing one leg in, one leg out, that is very, very dangerous. So these people, they did wrong, and God allowed the enemies to invade into their territory. So they carry them away. The Assyrians, they break in, and they carry them. You know, they were captives in the land of, you know, where they don't know. So that was the first time. Now Hezekiah come. When Hezekiah come to throne, he prayed to God again, and everything was restored. The house of the Lord, you know, all the things they took from the house of the Lord, he restored them. Everything came back together, and life was going on as usual. You know, whatever want to do good is doing good. Whatever want to do bad is doing bad. But at the same time, when Hezekiah left, his son Manasseh came into trouble. And when Manasseh came, they said he did it so bad. It was so bad. And God allowed the enemy again to come. This time, the Assyrians came. They burnt the house of the Lord. All those good things that the queen of Sheba came to see that Solomon put in the house of God, they carried everything away. Not only they carried it away, they burnt it down. The walls that they built all around, everything was pulled down as a result of sins, because they allowed sin, because they did it wrong before God. And now, at the captivity land, wherever they might be, this is where this guy came, Ezra. He was there. And he was not only there. Now he's coming back to Jerusalem according to the instruction of the Almighty God. God instructed them that they should come back. God wants to restore them. But at the same time, let's read. Now, after these things, okay, they said, this Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Some of the children of Israel, God said they should all come back, but some, that's word alone, some of the children of Israel, some of the priests, the singers, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the Netinim, came up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of King Artaxerxes. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the 5th month, he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra has prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So, when God said we should come out, that he is God. When God said, cast all your cares and burdens upon me, for I care for you. When God said, if you do this, this is a reward that I will give you. But still, some people are still holding to it. Some people are still holding to some and giving him some. God said, we should come unto him. We should come unto him. We should come unto him. All that are heaven laden, that he will give us rest. Amen. He will give us rest in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's come unto him. Just like he told the children of Israel. I don't know why they still stay behind, because of their wealth. I don't know. Maybe because of they have much valuables they don't want to miss. I don't know. But I know God has much promises, has much things in store for them. That is why he instructed them to come. But they stay behind. Now, Ezra, he came to Jerusalem. They said in the fifth month, the time he came, that means he journeyed 4 complete months. Calculate it. On the first day of the first month, he began his journey from Babylon. And the first day of the fifth month, making how many months? 4 months. On the 4 months, I don't know, maybe he stayed in an hotel when he was coming. I don't know, maybe he branched into a family friend's house when he was coming. But what I know, and I'm very sure, is that because of the intention, because of what he has prepared in his mind, because of the word of God that's so important to him, he came straight. And for that 4 months, I know he will be praying. I know he will be fasting. I know all those troubles, all those things that we encounter on the way. That is not easy. But still, he counted it as a blessing. He counted everything that he undergo on the way as a blessing from God. Excuse me, we have not passed through half of what these people are passing through. Only that you ask, you only pray for 50 days, the answer has not come. I know some people must have said, God remain God. He's forever God and will continue to be God. It's we that will wait for his time to come. Ezra journeyed for 4 months, and he said, all is done. He counted it to be a blessing to him. According to the good hand of his God upon him. That is it. And the main aim, why he has to journey for this 4 months? Because he has prepared. Because he has prepared. This is the main topic of this sermon. Because he has prepared his mind. We, children of God, we must prepare our mind. How do we prepare our mind? By reading the word of God. Even Ezra, in the land of captivity, he can still learn the word of God. What are we going through that we cannot study the word of God? What makes us so busy that we cannot study the word of God? What is it that we are looking after? What is it that we are searching? Is it money that we cannot read the word of God? Ezra prepared his mind. He prepared his mind. The word of God is so important. We cannot separate God and his word. The word of God is so mighty. The word of God is a strong tower. The word of God is a stronghold. The word of God is God himself. Ezra has prepared. He has prepared his mind. He prepared his mind, to his heart, to seek the law of the Lord. He prepared his mind to seek the law of the Lord, to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. Excuse me? Ezra, do not only study the word. That means he has, for somebody to now said he journeyed all the way from the captivity land, and to him for coming down, he must have digged deep. He must have studied hard. He must have been an expert in the world. Are we an expert in the world? The word of God, our power, we must be expert in it. Let's always read the word of God. Let's always prepare our mind every day. Let's make a schedule today that this time, this time, this time, this word of God, I must read it. the word of God that cannot ever be separated from God. God himself is the word. He has prepared his heart. Amen. Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach it. He has a threefold intention. He came to seek, he came to do, and to teach God's word. And that is the main reason why he came all the way from Babylon, coming back to Jerusalem. Jerusalem to teach. For this, because God sees his intention. And that means whatever you do for God, like we studied this morning in the Bible school, like whatever we do for God, we are not doing it in vain. God granted, the king granted him all his requests. We can see from it that what all that he has from the king, the king granted him. Somebody in asylum, does he have the grace to go to the king? But just because God sees his intention, God sees his mind, he has the, you know, all the audacity to go to the king and ask the king, sir, I want to go back to my country. And he told God his intention, what he's about to do. And as he talked to God, as he talked to the king gave him, you know, free will. Yes, you can go. All that the king requests from him, just pray. If you read Ezra chapter 6, verse 10, just pray for king's life and the son. That is all God requested from them. When you go back to your country, please, Ezra 6:10, please pray for the king, life, and the son. That is all God requested, the king requested from them. And the king, just because of his intention, good motives, good intention, just like I told somebody, he was telling me, Auntie Fausat, if I can get my paper like this, if I should get my paper like this, I say, when you get your paper, what will you do? Wagba. That is, I told her, I said, no, you must have good intention. He said, oh, not like that. Not like that. Then later, she's now, you know, changing the topic. But Wagba, that is your motives. That is your intention. You must prepare your mind. If I get my paper, when I praise the Lord, I will do this for the Lord. I will do this for the Lord. I will do this for the Lord. When I do this, I will do this for the Lord. The Bible says, we ask in amiss. We ask and we do not receive. Just because we are asking amiss. Because she's asking amiss. I don't know how long she's been here, but I know she's been here over 20 years. But I'm telling you, our motives behind it. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Ezra has a good intention. And God gave him all this, you know, when he was leaving Babylon, he asked the king to give him letter so that whoever we want to stop him from whatever I wanted to do, he might present the letter. This is the letter from King Artaxerxes. God granted him, the king granted him all his requests. One, two, God, the king gave him, only you have to be prudent with whatever you get there. But all the taxes that you are, all the tribute, the taxes that you are collecting there, use it to fund the work of God. It's supposed to go to the king. But use all those tributes to fund the work of God. That means overpower. Only be prudent about it. Another one, there is a reward. That is what I'm telling you. That there is a reward if you do the word of God. Another reward is that the king even overpower anybody. That means when you are speaking the word, anybody that go against the world, another power to him. He said, you take a beam out of his house and you hang him onto that beam, and that person must go to, must die. That's another reward. You know, like the king gave to him. I'm talking about the power in the world. He said, now therefore, I'm reading from verse 17 now. Be careful to buy with this money bulls, rams, lambs, with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them on the altar of the house of your God in Jerusalem. And whatever seems good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, do according to the will of your God. Also the articles that are given to you for the service of the house of your God, deliver in full before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever you may be needed for the house of your God, which you may have occasion to provide, pay for it from the king's treasury. And high, Artaxerxes the king, issue a decree to all the treasurers who are in the region beyond the river, that whatever extra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, may require of you, be it done diligently, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribed limit. Reason, because of the word of God. You can see the reward. Just like we learned this morning. There is no time. There is no time that we give to God that is in vain. There is no time. There is no time that we separated for God that is not without reward. The word of God. Extra has prepared his mind. For somebody to be prepared his mind. I'm sorry. For somebody to prepare his mind to do the word of God, that means that person must have been ready. Esther was ready. And you know what? All the things they took from the house of God, everything, all those things that the queen of Sheba came to see there, you know, when they took everything away, you know, when Esther came, all these things was replaced. They give it back to them. Because of what? The word of God. That means all that the devil has taken away from you, all that the devil has cheated you of, when you give your time, when you prepare your mind for the word of God, it will be given back to you. This is so important. Just like Ezra did, Ezra prepared his mind. One, to seek the Lord. He has prepared his mind. House of Glory, a call to us today that we must prepare our mind. We must do it. Not only saying it, we must live it. People of the world must see us and see this is a Christian. It's not until they ask you, are you a Christian? We must live it. When we say yes, let our yes be yes. Let them know you as a Christian. And the most important thing, our God said we should go out, it's a commandment, and preach the word. This is all that is. Esther has everything. He has prepared his mind to learn the word. Are we prepared to learn the word? He has prepared his mind to do the word. Are we living the word? He has prepared his mind to teach others. Others that doesn't know the law of Moses. Others that doesn't know about the word of God. Others that doesn't know that Jesus has come to die for them. Others that are waiting for you. Just like somebody preached for you. Just as God prepares somebody to come to you. We must preach the word of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we are preparing our mind this morning to do the will of God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, all his promises will come to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Like I said, all the things that the devil has stolen from us, they will come back. Whatever we say, just like this guy, he was able to go to the king and told the king all he wants, to the extent that more than he even asked, God, the king gave to him. We have boldness too. It's because he has fasted, he has prayed, and that is what I'm saying. Like, he has fasted, he has prayed before he can even go to the king to ask the king about all these things. And God granted all his prayers. He counted everything as a blessing. What are we going through? Let's cast everything unto the Lord. He has promised us. He said whatever we ask, he will give to us. He said if we knock, the door will be opened to us. But all these things is with promises and conditions. And the condition is we must seek him. We must prepare our heart. We must prepare our heart to even tell others. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We can see everything. And at last, Ezra gave thanks to the Most High God. And his thanksgiving was acceptable. Can we pray? Let's tell God, Father Lord, I've prepared my heart. I've prepared my mind. I've prepared my soul to do your will, to seek you. I want to seek you, your word. I want to seek you, your word. I want to seek in your word. Father, prepare me. As I'm making preparation, Holy Spirit, please help me. Your word that can never be separated from you. Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, just like you have said in Joshua 1:8, that word is so strong. Lord God Almighty, give us the grace. Give us the grace. Give us the grace, God. We want to seek you, Lord God Almighty. We will, Father Lord, we are making up our minds today. We are preparing our mind today, Father Lord, to seek you in your words, Father Lord, and to do it and to tell others. Father Lord Jehovah, please help us. Holy Spirit of God, we are asking for divine support. We are asking for divine help. We are asking for divine favor, Lord God Almighty. Just as Ezra, Father Lord, you have done in the life of those priests, Lord Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, please help us. Help us to seek you. Lord God Almighty, help us to seek you. Help us to do the will. Help us, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Tell others, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's tell God, Father Lord, all hindrances on my way, all obstacles on my way, whatever I might be saying. You know, sometimes I will be like, I have an accent. That's why I don't preach. Because when I tell somebody, it will be like, until I said, I hear what you are saying. You, listen to me. I want you to hear what I'm saying too. We will find one excuse or the other not to preach. No. Ezra prepared his mind to seek the word. That means we must seek the word. We must seek the word. Father, give us the grace. Messiah, give us the grace to seek your word, to do your word, and to preach to others. All obstacles, all hindrances on our way is because of the job. It's because of this. It's because of this. It's because of all excuses. Father, take it away from our life in the name of Jesus. We have prepared our souls, our mind, Father Lord, as your children, Lord God Almighty, to prepare to seek you. Father, please give us that grace in the name of Jesus. All obstacles, all hindrances from our way, Father, take them away in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, help me. My Father, my God, help me. Holy Spirit, I need your help. Mighty God, I need your help. King of glory, I need your help. Father, help me in the name of Jesus. Father, help me in the name of Jesus. Father, help me in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord God Almighty. Help me to seek your word. Help me to seek your word. Help me to live your word. Help me to preach to others in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, all that you requested of a human being, all is inculcated in this extra. My Lord and my God, in the name of Jesus, this is my home time. Lord God Almighty, I need your help. Jehovah El Shaddai, I need your help. I want to prepare my mind, Father, Lord God Almighty, to seek your word all the time of my life in the name of Jesus. I want to live your word all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. I want to preach to others in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me. Help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, the Lord God Almighty. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your word that is alive forevermore. Father, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, the grace, Lord God Almighty, to be prepared for you, God, for your word. Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. The grace to live your word, God divine, in the name of Jesus. So that we not be a preacher alone, but the doer of the word. Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we are reading the Bible for a purpose. For everything that we are doing, we are coming to church for a purpose. We are reading the word for a purpose. We are praying for a purpose. We want your goodness and your mercy for a purpose. My Father, my God divine, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the grace, God divine, for that purpose to always come to our memory. Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. And it's all for the kingdom of God. Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that we will not miss heaven. In the name of Jesus, we be hot for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, King of glory, the grace to preach your word. Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. Thank you, the King of glory. To you alone, our God in heaven, be glory forever and ever. And in Jesus' name, we say, Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Some people will say a word is enough for the wise, but I say a word is enough for the children of God. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the Lord will help us. The Lord will continue to help us as we prepare to learn his word. And the Lord will help us as we always will do his word in Jesus' name. And of course, the Lord will help us as we continue to teach his word in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.